WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Motivation Monday, where I give you the motivation to get through your Monday. I hope everyone had a great week last week, and if not, you know the drill. Here I am giving you motivation. We're going to get through it together. Last week, we talked about Martin Luther King since Motivation Monday was released on Martin Luther King Day. And this week, we're going to talk about a wide variety of things. But first, I wanted to properly introduce myself because I've never truly introduced myself. Y'all only know me as like Katie. I know I do know some of you, well, a lot of you that listen, like my parents, you know, the Jenkins, all that, But for the people that don't know, my name is Katie Emmond, and I'm a freshman here at the University of Alabama with a major in creative media and a minor in criminal justice. I'm originally from Coleman, Alabama, where I graduated from Coleman High School. Throughout high school, I was a part of the Coleman Bearcat News Network and the Coleman High School Marching Band and Concert Band. I was in color guard throughout the marching band and was a flute during concert band, and I was not that great at flute. I was pretty good at color guard, but flute, I was not that great. I grew my interest in creative media by participating in the Bearcat News Network, where I filmed and recorded tons of events around campus. We had little episodes that would go out on certain days that I would record, edit. It was so much fun. I enjoyed it a lot. So, yeah, that's me pretty much. Most of you guys do know who I am, but some don't. So, yeah, my name is Katie. Now that that's over, let's hop into today's quote. I will put a fair warning. The quote is a little long today, but it is amazing. So let's get into it. Most of the time, life won't seem as we want it to be. It sometimes will bless us with something we always wanted and even take away something we love the most. But you know what's the best thing about it? Life teaches us between what we want and what we need. Sometimes what we need will be the reason for losing what we want. And that's what the nature of life is. It knows better and what we can survive with. And that's why to accept everything that comes your way, evolve yourself for good. And that's about enough to breathe. That wasn't really a quote. It was more like a paragraph, but that's okay. It still gives us motivation, but don't ask me to repeat it because I will crash and burn. This week's one story is going to be from the infamous app called TikTok. Now, I know everyone has this app. Yes, I'm talking to everyone except for my dad and Lakeland's mom, Nadine. They like to watch like Facebook stories, I think it's called. I don't really know. But I've converted my mom to TikTok. You know, it's a big thing. TikTok ranges from all ages, which is kind of scary, but that's okay because it's like what Facebook used to be 10 years ago. Like Facebook was all the rage. But I will admit, TikTok is really bad for your brain. I personally watch way too much of it. Lakeland watches way too much of it. Everyone watches way too much of it. But we just can't stop ourselves from scrolling. But back to the original topic. We are talking about one story that's going to be a TikTok story and one story that's going to be about our furry friends. I'm going to start with the furry friends story. So this is really sweet. This is really sweet. It makes me smile. So if I mess up, it's because I'm smiling really big. First, we're going to start with the fuzzy friend named Elvis, who is mostly known as Wobbly Cat. I'm sorry, this story cracks me up. Wobbly Cat is the king of fostering kittens at a Kentucky shelter. Wobbly Cat has a medical issue that causes him to wobble. It makes walking difficult for him, but that doesn't stop him from cuddling hundreds of cute kittens. Elvis started life as a foster himself back in 2013 when his mother and four siblings landed in a local animal shelter in Kentucky. Volunteer Beverly Pack knew they'd be better off in a home environment and chose to foster the entire family. Since Beverly retired from military service in the Army, she devoted herself to fostering kittens and cats from Open Arms Animal Shelter, typically caring for 8 to 12 animals at any given time. Once Elvis was fully vaccinated and safe to be around the kittens, she started bringing fosters home again. Elvis proved to be a star as a foster dad. The care Elvis gives socializes the kittens and helps them get adopted, Pack says. So she nominated Elvis for the Happy Forever After contest by Arm and Hammer's Feline Generous Program. That is so sweet. Wobbly Cat, if you like, I know there's one on TikTok. Elvis isn't on TikTok, but there's another Wobbly Cat on TikTok, which kind of shows his condition. And it's not, I feel bad for saying it's funny, but it's cute. It's really cute. And, you know, it doesn't hurt them. It doesn't affect them. It doesn't, you know, they're not hurt by it. But, you know, they just wobble and walk. They're waddling. Next is the TikTok story. A restaurant hardly had any customers. Then a TikToker reviewed the food and everything changed. A Las Vegas pizzeria has been blessed with a boom of business thanks to a TikToker on the rise. On January 3rd, TikTok food reviewer Keith Lee shared a video to his many millions of followers that would change the fate of Frankerson's, a Las Vegas restaurant that serves pizza, chicken wings, and more. In the video, he recounts a story about how he came in one day and had a heartwarming experience with the owner, Frank Steele. The employee tells Lee about how slow it was at the shop and that the business couldn't pay rent, couldn't afford rent. They lacked the marketing issue, and that was making their business slow. And everyone loved the food, and the reviewer loved the food. And when he reviewed it, he talked about how great it was, giving them amazing business. But to start with, when the restaurant wanted a reviewer to come in, it was going to cost $2,600. Lee's heartfelt and honest food review video had gained an astonishing 31.8 million views in a week. And according to Frankerson's owner, was an unforeseen blessing to his business. He sold more lemon pepper wings in the last 2 days than he has in the last 4 months. Sorry, that was such a tongue twister. I don't know why I couldn't read that, but apparently I just couldn't, so I'm sorry about that. But those are some good stories that show us that there are still good people in the world, along with good animals in the world. I mean, Elvis, good job. I always talk about animals on here, but I'm an animal person, so, you know. This week's song I went back and forth on for a really long time, and I ended up choosing Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, which I know Taylor Swift is really popular right now, but I chose Shake It Off because, I mean, it tells us, like, the haters are gonna hate, you just gotta shake it off and keep going. I relate to that song a lot. I know it's kind of overplayed, but, you know, the haters are gonna hate and the heartbreakers are gonna break. It is what it is. We can't do anything about it, so you might as well just shake it off. So that's our song. Go check it out. Go listen to it. I know it's a girly song. You'll be okay. You don't have to tell anyone you listen to it. If you're a guy, it's fine. But yeah, I do want to let y'all know Bond and Luna, which are our two new puppies, are doing amazing. If you haven't seen them, hop over to Facebook and Instagram and check a look at them. Instagram is motivation_monday.ua. Facebook is just Motivation Monday Podcast. Hop over, check on them, look at them. They're so precious. They're so cute. Oh, I love them. Before I end this episode, though, I want you to pull out your New Year's resolution paper that we did on the January 2nd, I think, and look at it and check off what you have done and what you haven't done. I have made 2 new recipes. I've made Nadine's taco soup, and I made steak bites and garlic potatoes last night. Was the steak bites good? No, they were not. I will admit, it's probably my first fail. Pop taco soup is amazing. I'm making it tonight. So, you know what? Cheers to that. So, y'all just let me know how everything's going. Take a look at that. Pin it somewhere. Put it in your phone. I don't know. Look at it every day. I wanted to get the Dean's List, which I know that's not New Year's, you know, it's not happened this year, but last semester I got the President's List, so hopefully I can keep that up, and it would be even greater if I could get the President's List instead of the Dean's List this year, but we shall see, knock on wood. Well, guys, it's going to be it for this episode of Motivation Monday. This is Katie, and I really hope you had a great Monday, and please do not forget, stay motivated. I'll be catching y'all next week.
WVUA FM, Tuscaloosa.